Hundreds of scientists have spent the last several years laboring to decipher the DNA of a small furry creature, the mouse. Today, they declared success. They did the work in part because the mouse stands in for human beings in experiments, and also because, as NPR's Richard Harris reports, humans and mice are surprisingly similar, despite 75 million years of evolution down separate paths.
A year and a half ago, scientists made a big splash when they published a polished draft of the human genome, the 3 billion bits of DNA that helped define who we are. Eric Lander was one of the scientists at the core of that project.
That was a very exciting thing in its own right, but in many ways, I think the paper today is far more exciting.
The paper today, published in Nature, describes the genome of the mouse. And that's exciting because by studying the mouse and the human genomes together, scientists can home in on the DNA that's essential to mammals in general. Lander wasn't too surprised to find that mice, like humans, have about 30,000 genes. These are DNA instructions that tell our bodies how to construct our vital elements, such as enzymes and other proteins. Since those biochemicals are quite similar in mice and people, so too are their genetic blueprints. But at a news conference today, Lander said he was surprised to find another 250,000 bits of DNA code that aren't genes, yet which are also common to mice and humans.
And you'll ask me, what do they do? And the answer is, we don't know. And that's what's really exciting about this, is that just as the Mouse Genome Project is extending our knowledge, it's in perhaps in even more important ways extending our ignorance, because it's pointing out to us how much we didn't know about what's in a genome.
Lander from the Whitehead Institute at MIT says that shared DNA probably contains information that controls our genes and orchestrates the biochemistry of life. Unraveling that mystery will probably occupy generations of scientists. But the mouse genome itself is a useful tool today to scientists like Edward Wakeland. Wakeland is trying to understand a human disease called lupus, in which a person's immune system attacks the body it's supposed to be protecting. Wakeland at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center breeds mice to develop similar symptoms and then looks for the genes that are contributing to the disease. He says finding genes was almost impossible until scientists started decoding mouse DNA and putting that information in computer databases.
It's a tremendous advance in our ability to do investigations towards making gene discovery, but there's still quite a bit of work to do in each project.
If scientists have an idea of where to look for the gene, they can use a computer program to fish around in the public database or in a similar mouse database available for a fee from a private company, Celera Genomics. But Wakeland says the hard part is figuring out how to narrow the search. That still requires breeding thousands of mice.
So that still takes, you know, anywhere from certainly about a year to 2 or 3 years, depending upon the nature of the trait you're looking at.
Still, he says it's a huge improvement from before. Other scientists have a more time-consuming strategy. They are disabling or knocking out mouse genes one at a time to see how that affects the development and health of the mice and to infer then what the gene does. Eric Lander says with 30,000 mouse genes now known, it would take quite a while to knock out and study every gene.
But actually, that's what evolution does for a living. Evolution's job is to knock out things and see how it works. So really, our first line of attack on these problems is to read evolution's laboratory notebook.
To that end, scientists are anxious to have more than mice and humans to work from. So there are plans afoot to read out the DNA of other mammals, including chimpanzees and dogs. Francis Collins heads the National Human Genome Research Institute.
All the arguments you heard about the value of comparative genomics get even better as you add additional genomes, and we're all very excited about seeing that come forth in the very near future.
In fact, a rough draft of rat DNA is already available. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.